This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've been talking most of the day about Alex Bregman. We're all excited. Lou Merlone joined us. He's excited. Heck, I'm sure Razor was excited about Bregman joining the Red Sox. Everybody's excited. In a little bit.
Except for you.
We're not there quite yet, but at 5:30, we'll talk to Sean Pendergast, your former co-host down in Houston, who knows Alex Bregman and the good things he brings to the table.
He's been covering Houston sports for a very long time, and he'll have a lot of good insights on our new second, third baseman. I don't know.
Our new leader.
Our new leader.
And offensive stalwart, we hope, who could hit 20-plus home runs. But I just want to point something out. Fitzy knows this. He gets annoyed by this. I like to be objective. I like to paint the whole picture. I don't like to get caught up just too much in the whole groundswell of positivity if there's some issues you need to bring up. And I've actually hired somebody, Fitzy. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
You've actually gone company funds or OOP, out of pocket?
Out of pocket. Personal funds. I hired a voice guy who's going to help me at least get started here with figuring out which game it was last year that Alex Bregman hit his first home run. So let's see how he's doing with the counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
All right, thanks, Mike. Mike, you go about your business. Keep doing it in the background. We don't have time. You had time on your show.
15, 16, 17.
Okay, yep, nope, thank you.
Wait,
you had time.
You're
on
using
your
AI Francesa?
18, 19, nope. 20.
That's not AI,
nope,
brother.
That's real Mike Francesa on a real live radio program counting bowl games in college football. But now we're using him to count. How you doing there, Mike?
21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Oh, he's close. What was the next number, Mike?
26, 27, 28.
The 26th game of the season last year is when Alex Bregman hit his first home run. Yeah. You know when he hit his second?
When's that?
38th game. No need, Mike. You take the rest. Nope, Mike. Okay. Take the rest of the day off.
29,
no, I don't have any more money, Mike. Stop.
31, 32.
38th game of the season, he hit his second home run.
33,
okay,
34.
Mike. Now you're being annoying, Mike.
We get the point.
I'm just saying it's a little bit concerning that a guy you just handed $40 million to for this season. Well, technically, he's got to wait a while to get $10 million of it. $30 million this season. Whatever.
Everyone's deferred these days.
Yeah, I know it is. I don't care for it. There's a part of me that hopes, Fitzy, Ted, we're still in these chairs doing this job in 5 years, 10 years. I'm not sure I'm going to totally understand when we're like, yeah, Bregman retired 5 years ago, but they owe him $30 million. Wait, what's that now? And then, you should see the Dodgers. They are paying Ohtani through the nose, and like he hasn't played in a while. I'm not sure I have the mathematical makeup to come to grips with all that. Anyway, I do have the mathematical makeup to come to grips with the zeros in the home run column for the first 25 games of the year. Do you guys, and I'm being honest here, I'm excited. I've said that. I led with the excitement. I led with the positivity. I led with he makes the lineup better. Is there any trepidation when you see something like that? 26 games. That's almost a, what's that, a fifth of the NFL season? I mean, the MLB season, sixth of the MLB season. Does that, any concerns there from either of you?
Fitzy?
No, not when I look at the Fenway numbers. Ted, you've seen the splits, right? You've seen how his what his OPS at Fenway is?
Oh, yeah. Well, pretty impressive.
So those 21 games outweigh the 26 where he hit nothing.
And just, I want to interject real quick. One thing before you go, Fitzy, is remember when we had my boy John McClain on?
Selective fandom. Yes, sir. I do.
My John McClain on a couple weeks ago. One of the first things he said when I asked him about Alex Bredin was, everybody knows he gets off to slow starts.
That's bad.
Kind of what he does.
That's bad. When you make $40 million and you are the reason on February 13th that 75% of Red Sox fans believe the team is a playoff team, something it hasn't been in recent years. It's been a last place team. It's been a fraudulent contending playoff team. 75% of Red Sox fans now believe you're a contender. You're going to be at least in the playoffs, maybe fight for a division. And part of the reason of that is the $40 million second baseman you just signed. And you tell me he gets off to slow starts. You know where the worst place to get off to a slow start is? In your new place, where you're trying to prove to people you're a leader, you're a core guy, you're a centerpiece guy, right? In the old place, they might go, I've seen this a lot. This is what he does every year. We know by the back end of this. We don't know that here. We don't know that. We haven't lived that. We haven't felt that. So I'm not trying to be the wet blanket on the fun day.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Are facts wet blankets?
Yep. Oftentimes, that's why I avoid them whenever possible.
The assumption that he is going to do the same thing at the start of this year, I think, is a little, questionable.
Well, in your world, remember the old likely to be earned incentives? It's likely to be earned that he'll go 25 games without hitting a home run because he did it last year. In the NFL world, they used to do it that way. If you did it the year before, that's what they based it on.
Different ballpark. He's never, he hasn't played in his ballpark full time like he's about to. Right. So that could change. Just a new scenery, new coach, new everything. Maybe he's worked on his swing. Maybe it's a little different swing. I don't know. Maybe
that lineup around him, Ted.
Yeah.
Okay, the flip side, so you said it right. The flip side is, the good news is it took him forever to hit home runs.
Yeah.
The bad news is he got hot and he hit 25 over the final 90 games of the season. Yeah. If that guy shows up and if that guy can get hot earlier in the season, I think you can say, okay, he fixed his swing, he got through something, he figured something out, he's in a new ballpark, Fitzy, that he likes even more, maybe that adds 5 or 10%, he's feeling good. If that guy shows up, okay, that's great, because now I got a guy that's going to hit high 30s for home runs, 40 home runs. Who knows where it could go? So, and we're all using numbers. We're all using past performances. What's that line they tell you in investments?
Well, performance does not always indicate future success. Not always an indicator of future success.
It is the indicator, yes. Best predictor of the future is what happened in the past, yeah.
Oh, so you're on my side. You believe he'll go
25
That's
the saying.
Days.
You asked what the saying was.
Oh, okay.
And I was just telling you what the saying was. And I was saying I agree with you.
Is it
a reason to be concerned? Absolutely. I told you, his first 30 at-bats in Major League Baseball, when he first got to the Astros, he didn't have a hit. His first 30 at-bats.
I was just counting home runs. Now you're telling me he goes 30 at-bats without hits.
But that was 2016. That was a long time ago. I get your concern, maybe a slow start, especially in this town. People get on him, blah, 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 blah. So that is definitely a concern.
Dan Ball.
But it's not going to keep me up at night.
So this is a trend that's gone for his career. I think you alluded to that before, Andy, but he's a .248 hitter in March and April overall, which is a career low. In the second half of seasons, however, .291. So I can deal with a slow start if it's going to look like that as the game starts to move. So,
in the words of one great Marty Schottenheimer, one time told me when we met, he says, Ted, it's not where you start, it's where you finish, son. Thank you very much, and good luck to you.
And that guy never won a
Marty.
Super Bowl.
I know, and I was like, eh.
He never finished the season with a win. Yeah,
that guy was famous for going 14-2 and then crapping the bed.
Fired, yeah.
That's who we're quoting here.
He was at one time a reputable coach.
Just, Dan Ball, just to follow up on your, as long as the second half is good.
Yeah.
So does he not collect the $40 million paychecks in the first half of the season?
Sure he does, but he collects it for a 162-game sample size.
Okay.
Of which he plays a lot. He's on the field, plays good defense, and he's usually a pretty good hitter for a full season.
Hits .242, but he's a great leader. His glove is awesome.
Is he a $40 million leader?
You know what? No, But you know what? You have to overpay if you're the Red Sox at this point.
Suck tax, as Kern calls it. That's the it, suck but... tax. The Sox had to pay a desperation tax, a suck tax, and a need tax, Andy. Yep. Three different taxes. It's a lot of tariffs.
And why do we care about the money? Like, seriously. Like, why all of a sudden are we like, okay,
you know it's how it works. Money creates expectations.
That's good. I want them to be, but, you know, who cares about the money? They needed to spend money. They finally spent money. It's to me, the $40 million is, please, whatever. It's not your money. It's Monopoly money. Just, did you get the guy? Yes. Let's go. Get the horn. Get the
Ted wants the Homer horn.
Let's honk the horn, man. What are we doing here? I don't know. If you got any problem with this deal today, I don't know what to do with you, man.
I don't have a problem with the deal today.
You got to be a miserable person if you're waking up today calling the Red Sox out for this deal.
I'm not calling them out.
I heard a lot of people say, you can only get a three-year deal. Dude, it's two opt-outs, but it's at $40 million. He's not going to opt out. He's not going to probably get $40 million anywhere else when he's the age of 33, which he'll be for 3 years from now. He's not going anywhere for 3 years. He's staying right here.
My favorite part of the deal is that it's a three-year deal. I wanted no part. Those reports that he wanted a seven-year, $210 million deal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah.
Don't you think the Red Sox would be more amenable to doing deals like this if they were in that 3 to 4 year range and they would overpay if you got shorter deals?
Everybody, I think, except players. Yeah. Well, no. Players don't. Players want 10 years and $400
agents.
Million. Agents. And Scott Boras is the world. But absolutely, I've said that forever because it mitigates risk. You can kind of swallow that big chunk of, oh, my God, this sucks for a year or whatever. But you don't look down the road and say, wow, we're stuck with this deal for 5 years, for 6 years, for 7 years. But, yeah, Fitzy, I think players smartly say, no, that guy got 8 years, that guy got 10. That's what I want, and that's sort of the standard.
Opt-outs are great, too. And, Ted, like with a guy like I looked at the Juan Soto deal, and when everyone else was saying, like, uh-oh, this could go to 12 years, 14 years, it ends up at 15 years. I would have said, instead of 15 years at, you know, $48 million a year, how about this? I'll do an Ohtani-style deal. I'll give you 10 and 70. I'll overpay per year, but I'd rather have you for 10 years knowing I overpaid but got the best deal, as opposed to seeing the husk of your performance sitting on the bench.
I agree with you. I don't want this long deal to, you know, in year 7, 8, 9, 10 of this deal to be the albatross around the team's neck. Why you can't do more to improve the team at that point.
Unless you're the player. The player looks out for himself, and he has leverage, especially in baseball, as much as anything.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anything else? 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to John in the car. John, what are your thoughts on the Bregman signing?
it's obviously a really big move. I think it's going to go up there in the Red Sox annals, along with great names like Carl Crawford and David Price and Adrian Gonzalez. And
what about John Lackey? You forgot him, too.
Why so negative?
Go ahead, John.
Well, isn't he 7 years off his best statistical year, and isn't he on the wrong side of 30, and aren't we paying him, like, basically Aaron Judge money for a third of Aaron Judge's production, and aren't we going to play him at a position he doesn't normally play, and none of this seems to, like, how is this not a big problem for everybody? He hit 26 home runs last year. He's not saving this franchise.
Let me ask you this, John. Did you have a better?
You got him.
What wanted the Red Sox to do at this point? What would you like them to have done? John, are you there?
I don't know if doing a move because you don't have any other moves to do is the best move. I'm just saying. I think this is one of the most overhyped things I've ever heard. I think it's going to end up being really minimal difference one way or the other.
All right, thanks for the call, John. And that's fair. I mean, some of the arguments he made, his best year came in 2019. If you want to use WAR, he was the runner-up to the MVP that year. He led the league in walks. He hit 41 home runs, 112 RBI. He had a great year.
Yeah.
That was his best year. That's just the reality, and that was 2019. That was a while ago, and there may have been some extenuating circumstances involved with that success at that time for that team in that place. I'm not as negative as John. I think John has reason. There is a little bit of me that compares this to Trevor Story. I was never in love with Trevor Story. And John Henry back then got excited. You don't consider Trevor Story a huge contract or something when he signed $120 million over 6 years. And I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was like, he's a good hitter
in Coors Field.
Right. And this guy.
His splits were terrible.
This guy's a good hitter in Houston, especially 6 years ago. So there are some comparisons there. This is not. It was funny because he went down that road. He set us up. This is going to go down in Red Sox lore. And it was like, is he going to say Manny Ramirez? Going to say one? Oh, he's going to list some of the guys that didn't really pan out and live up to the investment. And I think it's fair to question some of those things.
I agree. And I'm just going to tell you, John, who just called, part of my, if I'm a little bit overjoyed, like maybe Fitzy is a little bit today, part of it, and I want to speak for you, Fitzy, is because the Red Sox made a deal that was, you hadn't seen them make in a long time. And I think I'm just like, okay, they still care about their team. They still care about their fans. I mean, partly, this might just be a reaction to the fan pressure, but good. You know, give us what we want, damn it. And I think part of my excitement is baked into that.
First time, I believe, on the new WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy, we go to Allison in Cambridge. Bring the passion. Allison, what do you think of the Bregman?
Hey, guys. Good evening to all of you. Ted, it's really nice having you here.
Oh, thank you.
I loved you as a player, and I'm very happy.
Thank you.
About that.
Appreciate that.
I'm psyched about it. And one thing that's really, I mean, the fact Alex Cora really wanted it. I mean, I had said that after we didn't keep Xander, I mean, that Alex Cora was the star of the team and the soul of the team. And if he wants Alex Cora, I really trust that. The one reason I would have preferred Nolan Arenado, is that how his name is pronounced?
Yep.
The one reason I would have preferred that is he has to play third, and it would have forced them to get rid of Yoshida. Yoshida was like the worst decision that Chaim Bloom ever made. I mean, that was a decision that he purely did on his own. He wasn't betting against anybody. Everyone thought it was ridiculous, and it was. And he's clogging up the DH spot. And we're knowing Arenado, because then Rafi would move to the DH, and then you have your third baseman. But I think nobody, Lou Maloney, nobody mentioned withdrawing him at the DH, and nobody mentioned Yoshida. And so, with one thing I didn't know when I brought this up the other day with Rod Bradford's show on the weekend, that day after I was off the air, said that you can't do anything to Yoshida because Yoshida's injured. And I had never heard that before. And so I don't know what's up with that. But we can't have him there. I mean, you can't have somebody who's not a power hitter being the DH spot. And it sounds like he's terrible. And I feel like we need great defense for our great pitching. So anyhow, we'll see how it happens. I kind of feel like the game is afoot. And I'm really feeling like we're starting to move forward again.
All right, thanks for the call, Allison. I appreciate it. And I do feel like that is a good way to put it. You're moving forward again.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that they're done. I'm not sure that you're stuck with this specific lineup. And I know nothing. I'm just saying it doesn't feel like this is the last shoe to drop on their offseason. I feel like there could be another move or something to go here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kelly in Amherst. Kelly, what are your thoughts on the Bregman deal?
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in response to the call before Allison, the dude that was, it was very funny, he set me up too. But yo, that's some revisionist history trying to say that Gonzo was bad. Adrian Gonzalez was tearing the cover off the ball. Like, yeah, Carl Crawford, for whatever reason, the wheels fell off. He was good before we got him, and all of a sudden he sucked when he got here. That was a bad signing, I guess. But Gonzo was great. Next thing you're going to tell me, Cespedes was a bum too? Like, come on, Gonzo was great. That's all I got.
All right, thanks for the call,
well,
Kelly.
He was great, but he, well, remember, Andy, he had to go to get rid of Crawford. You had to get rid of Gonzalez. And I think fans and organization alike soured on him.
He wasn't an East Coast guy, yeah. He was. Mm-hmm. Right. He didn't like it here. Right. He wanted to get back West Coast, and yeah. That's
well, and
his
he also
world.
Complained about, but he also complained about, like, ESPN making them play doubleheaders when they had to switch the schedule up a little bit. And
he was soft. He was Gerard Mayo soft. Yeah.
S A W F T. But
don't
absolutely.
You think that there's some of that money baked into that this deal too? Is that I feel like if you're the Red Sox, you're confident Alex can handle the pressure of playing in Boston.
Oh yeah, the way you people, Alex Cora, yeah. Ted Johnson, I'm assuming your boy Sean Pendergast when he joins us yeah. at 5:30. The way you people talk about the person, the leader, yeah. the competitor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be stunned if he doesn't fit in Fenway and enjoy Fenway, especially. This Fenway, this energy that we feel like is returning to Fenway, that it is a baseball town about to be back here in April and May. Now, we'll see how he deals with some adversity if he gets off to a slow start in a new place and how that plays out. But, yeah, I'll be stunned if the leader and the person doesn't show up here in Boston because you guys are basically unanimous. Yeah. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Kevin in the car. I don't think Kevin seems to like this. Kevin, what are your thoughts on the Bregman deal?
Yeah, well, look, why was everybody clamoring for a right-handed bat? Why?
Because they don't have right-handed bats.
Right, and because we got destroyed by lefties, right?
Right.
What did he hit against lefties last year?
Not good. No. He has what they call reverse splits, I think is the term.
Yeah.
Right, so how it was like 220 or something. So how does that fix the problem?
And look, it's 3 years.
I wanna be excited. I love revamping our bullpen. I love adding pieces to the rotation. We did some good things this offseason, but I'm just afraid that they're going to point to this deal and say, well, look, we're spending $40 million a year on Alex Bregman. Isn't everybody happy? I just don't see that it solves the problem that we had, which was we don't hit lefties. And I just feel like it could have been better spent packaged. We should have gone in on Friedman. We should have gone in on Snell. We should have been in on Corbin Burns. It feels like it's not even a Band-Aid. It feels like this is, hey, guys, we just went and found somebody that has a right-handed bat and paid him a ton of money. I don't think it fixes the problem.
All right, thanks for the call, Kevin. There's a little bit of my mentality there, and I kind of agree with him.
Yeah.
There, if you dig deeper, if you stop with your superficial reactionary excitement. Oh my God, they signed Bregman. He's going to do this. They signed a guy worth $40 million a year. And dig a little deeper. You're like, oh, that's not perfect. Well, that's not ideal either. Like, but I'm trying not. I feel like we save that till tomorrow. Today's the first day. I feel like the first day is the honeymoon period.
All right.
But Kevin's not wrong. Kevin's not totally wrong, Fitzy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.